focused. Most of us have been focused on getting the two jabs. Now, well, now we've got to get a third. We've got to get a booster. We better find out what's going on here. They're talking about, well, the various options you've got when it comes to choosing your booster. Let's just go to, it's everywhere in the papers today, Cairns Post, Courier Mail, etc. Here's one version. This says, as Santa rolled up his sleeve to get his COVID booster jab, he said, being vaccinated was the best gift you could give those you love this Christmas. Now, this is the convention centre yesterday, and Dr. Steve Kim giving Santa his booster shot. So just when you thought, oh, that's the last jab I'll have to have for quite some time, now they're asking you to go back and have a third. Now, Dr. Don Mackey also said he was delighted that the man in the red suit understood how important it was to get a booster shot. This is what Don Mackey had to say. A COVID outbreak due to Santa's visit would be a nightmare for our contact tracers. It goes on to say boosters are available for people who are over 12 years of age and have had their second vaccination, you know, more than 6 months ago, etc. Look, we know all of this. I'm going to now get it from the horse's mouth, because he's a gentleman across all these matters. Trent Toomey, National President, Pharmacy Guild of Australia. Trent, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, mate?
I'm well, but isn't it interesting? We were just all pleased with ourselves for getting our second jab. Now we've got to go and have a third.
It is. And listen, we just need to start thinking of this like the annual influenza inoculation. So it is a virus. It's contagious. It's going to spread around our community. There are going to be people, unfortunately, that are frail or immunocompromised that will be a casualty of it. But what we need to do is minimise risk. We need to minimise serious illness. We need to minimise the risk of death. And that is no different to the annual influenza as it is to what will be the annual coronavirus. So, yep, when this thing first started and it first reared its ugly head, we all needed to wait for the scientists to develop a vaccine, and then we needed to make sure we got two shots to give us that upfront immunity. But then we're all going to have to get a booster, and the booster's probably going to be every year.
Now, the booster could be what? I mean, there's a variety of vaccines available now. How do people decide?
Well, you know, there are a variety of flu vaccinations every year as well. And I'd hazard a guess that many of the listeners don't know that there are different types of the annual flu shot, different brands, different ones for different age groups. All you know is you get your flu shot, and we just refer it to it as simply as that. And when you go to your GP or to your pharmacist or to your Aboriginal Health Centre, wherever it is that you go, they know, based on your demographics, which vaccine is given to you. But rarely does anybody even ask what the name of the vaccine or who made the vaccine or which variant of the vaccine. So, you know, I know we're all obsessed at the moment with which brand it is. Is it Pfizer? Is it Moderna? Is it AstraZeneca? Is it going to be that new Novavax one that's probably going to come sometime in 2022? But listen, I think we'll become less brand obsessed, and I think we'll just make sure that every year we do what Santa's done. We roll up our sleeve and we get our annual shot.
There you go. Just back to Don Mackey for a moment. Boosters available for those who are over 12 and have had their second vaccination more than 6 months ago. These are the people in the fairly early stages of getting their jabs. Were they 6 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, there are 26 million Australians. Obviously, our kids haven't had it yet, and I can talk about that in a second if you like, John. But only 1.5 million Australians are going to be eligible for their booster shot, their third dose, between now and New Year's Eve. Okay. The vast majority of us, like myself, who didn't have my second AstraZeneca until probably August, I'm not going to be eligible until February. And that's common. That's most Australians, that's most Queenslanders, and that's most people in far north Queensland. But there are those few, probably over the age of 80, or those frontline healthcare workers that got it early on in the piece, and they'll be able to get their third shot before New Year's.
Now, the youngest in the whole mix, talk to us about those requirements.
Sure. So we've done high school students, and it's the last week of school for our state schools this week, and many of those high schools have the high school vaccination program for COVID, and they'll be getting their second shots this week. But what we got approval from just over the weekend from the Therapeutic Goods Administration is primary school vaccination. So this is for the old children 5 years of age and over, and it is a smaller dose. It's a smaller dose than what we received as adults. So it's the same vaccine. It's the Pfizer vaccine. Moderna will probably be approved in the coming days as well. AstraZeneca will not. But it'll be a different vial. It'll have a different colour cap on it. So the pharmacist or the GP knows that this is the weaker version. It's the childhood version. But you know what, mate? That's exactly the same with flu vax as well.
Yeah.
There's an adult flu vax and there's a child flu vax.
Yes.
And that's the same with a lot of the vaccines that we've got because it's the same drug. It's just in a lesser quantity.
Yeah.
But we'll be able to get that from Monday the 10th of January.
Okay.
So Monday the 10th of January, you'll be able to go to your local pharmacy, your local GP in Cairns and get your primary school kids' first dose. And then, of course, it's 3 to 4 weeks later, which will probably be week one or week two of term, and you'll be able to get your second shot then.
It's been really worthwhile. Thank you, Trent.
My pleasure.
Hopefully that's all the information you need at the moment. Trent Toomey there, National President, Pharmacy Guild of Australia. By the way, in this article, Don Mackey's saying, listen, we're going to give our vax people a bit of a break. So it says here, vaccination rates continue to climb, etc. They've decided to consolidate the vaccination centres to the convention centre until late January. Convention centre to late January, the health service would still have their mobile clinics ready for any outbreak. But Don said, quote, it's important we give our vaccinating teams a well-earned break. It's 21 to 11.